Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday, hey. Everybody.
And because it's yes. Friday, we have Dale Shear in return.
All right.
That's great.
Aloha.
That's wonderful.
It is, and everybody sounds wonderful.
Well, good. I might say happy Valentine's Day, Barbie,
yeah.
Just before it hits. And happy Super Bowl. You're betting on, or you, which one do you like, which team?
Kansas City.
Me too.
For
I'm
all the
Swiftie.
Right reasons.
Yeah, well, I'm a Swiftie, so all the wrong reasons.
I
like
think
it.
That's a good reason. It's just always been my third favorite team, you know, since the Seahawks aren't playing in the Super Bowl this year. I love watching Patrick Mahomes. He's great. And I just don't
so
have
do
any good feelings for the 49ers. They're like in our conference. So no. It's going to be Kansas City all the way.
I feel that too. But you know, it's not a psychic prediction. It's just something I like. What do you think, Richard?
I don't know.
Do you like the 49ers or do you like Kansas City?
Well, either one's okay with me.
So okay. Good.
I'm a Seattle guy. I'm a Seattle guy.
Like me.
Well, that makes sense. Anyway, Barbara, is everything okay now?
Yes, and I meant to text you 3 days ago, and I didn't even have time. You won't even believe it. My dad and Michelle actually knocked on my door and totally surprised me when I thought, oh, they're definitely not coming, remember, the cancellation and all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just stayed up that night late, you know. Then in the morning, I thought of this, Dale. In my mind, I thought, you know, if they just walked up to my door and knocked on it, wouldn't that be so nice? But they're not going to. Literally not 2 minutes later, I get a knock on my door.
Wow. That was good. How long did you spend with them?
I envisioned it. They ended up staying, and remember, they were going to only come for a couple of hours. They ended up staying two nights, and it was great. And I wanted to tell you because, you know, I was filling you in privately with our discussions about a lot of stuff. So that worked out well. I mean, that worked out. I didn't realize he was in town. I thought he stayed up in Arizona and they got in a fight and then she just came without him. No, he had been in a hotel all upset for 4 days straight. That's what he said.
Ooh. 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 And her father, Richard, is 80.
Okay. He's a young guy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He's a young guy.
But he needs to get over that. He needs to let things go and not fester for days on end like that. We could have been visiting that whole time.
That's true. That's good. But that's all right. You had fun, right?
I had fun, and I think I got food poisoning the day they left. We made some homemade chicken soup.
Only me.
I'm the only one who ate it, though, and then it was thrown
away.
What was it? Priscilla and I made this chicken soup, and I think after it was done, nobody wanted it because they were full on their pizza, so we were going to save it for the next day. But I think it sat there and got warm, and then I think it got bad sitting there because it was chicken, and it was from frozen chicken, Dale, that we cooked and then cut it up and put it in the soup. So, but I am telling you, it got out. Okay, it was out and it was painful, and I know that.
But unlikely, I've left chicken soup out for a day or so, and I've been fine. So maybe when you froze it, you didn't do it right or something.
Maybe, but we didn't take any chances, and we threw it all away. And it was this very nice big honkin' stew soup. But I already had potatoes in there, and then she added noodles. I'm like, that's pretty starchy.
That is pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, I went to the radiologist. I went to the dermatologist to get that thing off my foot. And now my leg swelled up a little bit. So just looking at it, I told my husband, take me to the doctor now, because I'm not going through this again, you know. So I called the dermatologist. I went up there to, you know, in Tahoe, and he said, it's not bad, but you're swelling. So he gave me antibiotics. So I'm sitting here. He goes, sit there with your foot up. Isn't that fun?
No.
I got to sit here with my foot up.
But I'm glad you were able to get to the doctor with all the snow that you've been experiencing.
It was so funny. It was snowing down here in Gardnerville like crazy. And it was nothing up at the lake. That's what's so weird. They've had not that much snow at the lake at all. They've had higher elevation snow and enough to ski, but they really, you know, I think we're almost at the end of it because they're talking the next 4 or 5 days it's going to be warm in the 50s and 60s, so that's pretty warm for up this way.
What
you know,
is
normally
the elevation of the lake?
6,200 feet at Lake Tahoe. Where I lived, it was 7,300 feet. And down in Gardnerville, it's 54, something like that, 5475. Mm-hmm. So the reason it snows more down here, and I was shocked, is that if you go up Kingsbury, the top of the lake, it really snows. That's at 7,300 feet. But then it comes down this way. So we've had 2 feet of snow so far down here.
Do you miss that, Richard? When you used to live with Dale over there, do you miss that?
I had snow this morning, but it's all gone now.
Oh, you have snow too.
Yeah. And we're about 5,400. We're about 5,400.
Well, it's beautiful. The snow is beautiful. Sorry to interrupt you, Richard.
That's okay.
Yeah, the snow is beautiful. And yesterday I was looking out the window and I said to my husband, oh, it's snowing. It's gorgeous. And then I always ask Google to put on some Christmas music when it snows. So it's kind of
neat,
you know.
It is,
you know, but I'm glad everything worked out for you, Barbie, because I was wishing on that. And I had a feeling your dad was going to come.
Yeah,
I just had a
feeling.
Don't
you
have a feeling on it?
That I envisioned it in the kitchen making my coffee.
No, you
envisioned. I knew.
No,
it.
You didn't do that. What you did was pick up on him telepathically.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It wasn't you envisioning it. You telepathically, you know, you're in tune to your family. Like if something happens to Richard, I always know it. You know, I'll call the hospital before he even gets there. So, I mean, you know, it's just, you know it. So he wasn't going to miss out on seeing you. Not at all.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So that was
and you're
good.
Such a supportive friend. I'm glad you're in my life. I'm always talking about
you.
To everybody, I always say, Dale says, Dale says, Dale says.
Well, not that good. But, no, you're my friend. So I truly, we spend time on the phone, and I love every minute of it. And, you know, it's just like my husband said, you and I are twins. We always get into something weird. We really are.
We're interesting.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Barbara, I'm going to ask you a question before I look at Johnny. What's going on with the phones? Anything?
We have some callers waiting.
Okay. All right, I'll get to them in a moment. Barbara, my leg is swollen, and it's starting to go down. What do you see? Do you think it'll be okay?
Let me do the test that I do where I move forward or backwards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will Dale's leg be okay? Oh,
yes.
I went forward. I went forward very intently.
What does that mean?
That means, forward means yes. Forward means yes.
Oh, good.
It will be okay. And then also Richard said yes. He shouted that out. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's always right.
Fine.
Every time he picks up on me, he's always right. He never misses. What's so weird is that the radiation they did on my leg, the first one, you know, this is experimental when you have arthritis. So now the second phase of it, and it feels like it's starting to work because I can, you know, stand on my feet and I can stand longer and walk around. So,
That's great.
Far, so good.
And I know you've lost weight because it makes you not so hungry, but you were telling me that it also makes you to where you don't even know what you want to eat. Nothing really sounds great. Are you experiencing that still?
Yes, it's not only me, it's everybody they interview. Let me just, I'll talk about this for a moment, and then I'll go to my calls. The Ozempic is probably one of the best drugs on the market. Now, people have had stomach problems or gas or constipation and from it, that's it. If you drink a little prune juice, you're fine. All I can tell you is this is a miracle drug. It puts something in your brain that stops you from eating. And also, they say now depression and anxiety goes away from taking the drug. And also my A1C from being a diabetic, that goes way down. I mean, it was up to 1,300 and went to 6.2. So it does a lot of things, and it helps you a lot. And, you know, some people can't take it, but what's happening, did you watch the Grammys, Barbara?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, in the Grammys, he said there was a doctor in the office, and he goes, anybody wanting prescriptions for Ozempic, do not go to him. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants it. And the people that are not diabetic that are taking it, I think they could have some problems. But the thing with it is that they're losing a lot of weight. So everybody wants it, but to the tune of $1,400 a month.
Oh.
That's what it costs for the drug. But if you're diabetic, like I am, and I'm kind of like controlled diabetic, it's only $141.
Oh, that's more like it.
Yes, yeah. And they're really screwing the people by charging him, but they're rich people, so they don't care, you know?
So a lot of people, do they just take it for weight loss?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
the main reason they're taking it?
Yes.
And you're taking
that
it
are
for
not
your
diabetic.
Meat. And
no,
what is it doing
I'm
for
taking
you?
It. All right. I am diabetic. So it is put out for diabetics. And what it does is lower your blood sugar, lower your glucose. It also lowers your A1C. It can stop you from having a stroke. It can stop you from having a heart attack. It just does a lot of things. A lot of things. So I'm very pleased with it. I only take it once a week, and I'm very pleased with it. Got it?
She got disconnected.
Barbara?
She got disconnected.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. I'll just text her. I'll say...
Okay, you can put the person on and put her on mute then. Okay.
Okay. Well, actually, she's right back. Barbara, are you there?
And always here. I'm here.
What happened?
Some cookies were blocking.
Oh, okay. All right. The first caller is Angela. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, long time no talk to.
Hi.
From Pensacola.
Yes, how can I help you, darling?
I have a dilemma going on, and I need to know which fork in the road would be, I don't want to say the correct one, the most outlooked one that would better myself. Well, they both can better myself, but trying to lean towards
which
one.
Why don't you just ask me what are the forks in the road?
Forks in the road is, do I get my stomach redone, or do I hold off and continue losing the weight that I am?
To lose the weight, that operation? Lose the right weight? Are you a diabetic?
Yes, I already had it one time, but they're wanting to go back in and do it again.
No, you're not listening to me. Why don't you take Ozempic? Have your doctor recommend Ozempic. You can lose up to 74 pounds.
They have me on Jordan? Jordan?
Oh, Jordash. Yeah, the other one. Is that working okay?
Well, so far, I've been on in a month, and I've lost 7 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a start. Mm-hmm. But they'll up it. They can up it. They probably have you on a low dose, and you can go up a little higher if you want.
Okay.
My, I feel you're better off with the shot than you would be undergoing surgery and going through that. I mean, that would be your last resort?
Yeah.
Okay, but that I can't remember the name. It's Jordian or something like that. That's one of the ones they have. And you can lose 6,400 pounds off that. It just takes a little while. And do you have the desire to eat a lot?
No, I have to keep myself on the schedule. When that bell rings, I have to cook something.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I would stay on that rather than have the surgery at this point. If you ask your doctor to up the dosage, then you lose more weight. Okay?
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Thank you, man.
Where is she from? Where is she from?
Oh, where is she from? She's from
Florida.
She told me. Oh, Florida. They have several drugs. Barbara, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. They have several drugs besides Ozempic. Ozempic is the one with the least problems and, it's pretty good, but they have what she's taking, and they have two or three others that are just as good, but you lose more weight with them.
That's great. I can't believe she was listening and caught that and got some good advice about it. Yeah, try that before surgery. Try anything right?
Yeah, if it doesn't work, you can go get surgery, but she has her heart on surgery because this drug does the same thing that surgery does. It stops you from eating a lot. Before, I used to have low blood sugar, and I'd be eating every 2 hours, you know? Richard, he knows.
Yeah. You know? Don't let you get hungry.
But, no. We ate everywhere and anywhere, you know?
But isn't the surgery for if after losing all the weight, then do the surgery for the loose skin.
No.
What about the loose
skin? Surgery.
Okay,
that's different. Surgery is for to lose the weight. Then you have another surgery to pull out all the fat. Two different surgeries.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't let yourself get too big out there, everybody. Then you won't even need surgery. All you need is, what is it called? So
Ozempic.
Ozempic. Ozempic. That's all you
yes.
need.
It's hard.
But we are
it's
not
hard
doctors.
To pronounce. No, but it works. Okay.
I'm glad.
It works
for
very
you.
Well. I'm losing right now. This week, I think I've eaten a little bit too much, and so I'm losing slowly. But I mean, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Good.
I'm okay with it.
I'm glad it's working
know,
for
I
you.
Just like, well, it is. It is. I've lost 20 pounds so far, so got to keep going. I would like to lose another 20 pounds and see what happens.
And then you
I can't.
And you'll be done after 20 more?
No, about 30 pounds I'll be done.
Well, good.
You know, huh?
That's good. You're on your way. You've already lost so
oh,
much.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not enough, but I'll take it. I will take it. But
yeah.
You've got to eat so little. I mean, you asked me before, I don't have the desire to eat any food that gets me excited. There's nothing that gets me excited. Except today.
You lost your taste for most everything.
Yes. Well, the weird thing is a lot of people will use Ozempic and they want to go on a cruise. So they stop taking the drug for about a week or so. Then they eat and then they go back on Ozempic.
So that's not dangerous. That's good.
No, it's not dangerous at all.
Remember
Zenfen? They've proven.
And everybody was on that. I remember in the mid-90s, Zenfen. And then they realized it caused a lot of problems and for people
yes.
who had been on it. Do you remember what problems?
Yes,
that
I
was?
Do. I do.
Oh,
I do, I do. But
well,
this is not the same thing.
No.
If I look at my blood tests, of what my doctor, I have an endocrinologist, and he takes my blood tests every 3 months, and we look at the numbers and how much it's got, my cholesterol, my LDL, my HDL, everything has gone back to normal. I have never seen that in my life. My A1C, like I said, was up to 13. It's down to 6.2. Never seen that in my life. So I can't say a bad thing about it.
It does sound like a miracle drug.
Yes, and I've had doctors tell me it's a miracle drug. So, you know, but I'm lucky I can get it at the price I get it at. Otherwise, I'd be stuck, you know?
Good thing.
Well, it's put out for diabetics. So, and then everybody else jumped on the bandwagon. And they're talking about it at the Oscars. The whole time, they were saying, you know, how Oprah's on it. Everybody, all the movie stars are on it. You know, she's lost a ton of weight.
Everybody follows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Johnny, what's going on? Do you have another call?
Yes. Michael, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Hi, Dale. This is Morgan. Hi.
Hi, who is this?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your name?
Oh, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, I'm a girl. I talked to you a couple weeks ago.
Okay, I wouldn't remember that, but where are you calling from?
Actually, I moved to Colorado Springs. So I now live in Colorado Springs. I was in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. What is your question?
Yeah, my question is based on a lot. Well, will I be getting a job soon, and will my sisters and I be getting a house soon?
Oh, that's okay. Question: what type of work do you do, sweetie?
At this point, I can do pretty much anything, but I have health. I'm actually in the hospital right now, but like call center, food service, you know, things like that. So,
okay, what are you doing in the hospital?
So, I have a lot of heart issues and things, and I was I moved from Phoenix to here, and I started having chest pains. So they're checking my heart and making sure I'm not, you know, have blood clots or anything. So far, the tests are okay. My heart is not at full function. And I mean,
okay.
I'm talking about diabetes because I have that too as well.
Okay. You have diabetes as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That could be the cause of what's happening. And once that's get under control, you'll be fine. They will be able to fix your heart. They will be able to give you medication for it. Richard just got a valve for his heart, and he got Richard, what was the other thing you got?
The Richard? Implant.
Yeah, what is that called? Barbara,
God.
What's that called? Barbara. She disappeared on me again.
No, she's here.
I'm here. I just was thinking, what is that called? The stent that he had put in?
No, he had a valve and then, you know, when pacemaker. Oh, that's what it is. Pacemaker.
Oh, pacemaker, right.
Yeah,
but anyway, there's a lot of things that they can do nowadays and you will be perfectly fine. As far as getting a job, yes, you will, but it's going to take a little time. Do you have the money to get a house yet?
Well, my sister is trying to get us into a house, and so, we will be renting, but, she's the one that invited us out here because we were rendered homeless in Phoenix, so we got evicted. Yeah.
Okay, so what's happening now, she will get you the house, it will be fine, and things are going to change for you. So you're not the only one that has been homeless. With all these rent prices going sky high, there's a lot of people that are just homeless, which is pathetic in this country.
It really is.
But you'll be all right, and let us know what's happening, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I appreciate you guys. And I did have one more question, if you wouldn't mind. I think I'm getting downloads. I've had a lot of, it seems like, prophetic dreams lately about world events. I'm wondering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What have you dreamt?
So,
what have you dreamt?
I dreamt about King Charles abdicating his throne in like the fall to
you're right. You're right. It's going to happen. Yeah, definitely. What's the next one? He has he has cancer.
Yeah. And I
didn't
it's know
not
that
going
in,
right.
So
well, you're picking up on him. No, that's good.
Yeah.
No, he has. And it's not prostate cancer. It's some other kind of cancer that he has to take chemotherapy. But he's up there in age. So you're right.
I got that as well.
He will.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the other dream?
I get an earthquake, a big one.
Yeah.
Like a big one in California.
Today, California just... Today, California just had an earthquake at 4.7.
Yeah, this is going to be over 6.0. It's going to...
Okay.
It's going to... I see, like, the earth dividing. I don't know what that means, but...
That means the earth's going to divide. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Does
shift.
Does it show you when it's going to happen? Does it say, like, summer... Winter, soon, does it say anything of that sort?
I get like pumpkins, so that reference to me is October.
October. Yes.
Yeah.
No good. I'm going to stay
October.
Out of L.A. during that time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I also get...
So are you looking at L.A. proper, or are you looking at other areas in California?
If I look on a map, it's more towards like the Mexico border, like Baja and Tijuana around there, oddly enough.
So towards that'd be towards San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay. I can agree with that. I just don't know where. I get them all the time when there's going to be an earthquake, but so I just never know where it's going to be. And when it's a big one, oh, boy, I know. And what else did you dream?
Oh, I get a big fire in, like, I get Montana. There's a big wildfire that's going to take out a lot of acreage and affect a lot of wildlife that's out there.
How accurate has your dreams been? Have you been marking it down?
I do. Like, I dreamt, long time ago, but I dreamt about the Oklahoma City bombings, and that came true.
Oh, boy.
Like 2 weeks after, and then I dreamt about 9/11. I dreamt about the wildfires in California that came true. I actually dreamt about the death of the queen and king.
Well, you certainly have a gift.
Thank you.
You have a gift that I would not want. I'm not a world predictor. But I, on occasion, and I've told Johnny this, I pick up a lot on the world of what might be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you see, out of curiosity, who do you see winning the presidential thing, because you're into the world?
Yeah, unfortunately, I see Trump, but I also see him, like, I don't want to say dying, but a couple of months into the administration, he tanks. Something happens. I don't know what it is, but it's like I see almost a funeral, but it's not like he's dying as in that sense, but his control or his administration dies. And I forget who's like
is that,
president.
Wait, his administration what? I'm
dies.
Curious. The administration. How could his administration die?
Well, basically, something happens during the first couple of months of him being president that something goes awry, and it basically he gets ousted as president. They elect, everybody elects him, and then everybody hates him. All of this, you know, a couple of months later, something happens. So a big.
I think you may be right. I think you may be 100% right. Because in looking at the election, I can't figure out myself. I see both of them, Biden and Trump, kind of going by the wayside. And then I keep wondering, who's going to be president? You know?
I think it's Trump, because I get that Biden, I'm starting to get things. I stutter sometimes when I get information. So... looking at him, I see him having a major stroke.
Ooh, could be right.
Yeah,
he's 81.
Yeah.
I am surprised out of both of them that they haven't had strokes or heart attacks. I am really surprised with all the stress that they go through. I am just surprised. Yeah, I sense that Trump will win as well. But he doesn't finish, the way I would put it is, he probably will not finish his office.
No, he won't.
Okay.
He will not.
Okay.
He will not.
Is there anything else? Anything? You're good at world prediction.
Wow.
Johnny, isn't she cool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved it, too.
I love it, too. So what else? Anything good happening?
Yeah, anything good.
Weather-wise, we're going to experience a lot of good weather this, I think, this year. But and then I see they're telling me something's going to happen with the Canadian border, whether it's they're going to be more strict or people are going to start crossing over because of, you know, what's happening in the United States. But, yeah, I see Canada, like, it's almost like they're, I see their flag being lowered, which is like,
wow,
tells me they're not welcoming as what they were going to be. They're going to have more restrictions on people coming over there because
that
of
makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Canadians won't be friendly anymore.
Well, that's a shame. What about Israel and Hamas?
Oh, Israel and Hamas.
See, she does something, wait a minute. She does something different than I do. She does world things. I just get a little glimpse of the world. I don't focus on it. I'm into focusing on helping people, so it's different. But you're very talented.
That. Yeah. Yeah, I can do that too. I'm an indigo starseed, remote, astral.
Yeah, I know that.
All that good stuff.
I know that.
Yeah.
And you're very, very good at it. Okay?
Thank you.
You're
so
awesome.
Much.
What were we just Johnny, I don't want to let her go at the moment.
Jay,
Johnny?
I'm here.
Is that okay? Do we have a lot of people waiting?
There's like, I think, two waiting.
Okay. I can hold on. This young lady is very talented in the area of world predictions and stuff like that. And your accuracy is probably, I would say, going on 90 to 100%. I have to tell you something, both of you guys, something really weird that happened to me. Barbara, are you listening?
Oh, yes, very intently.
My teacher was Peter Hurkos. Young lady, have you ever heard of him?
No.
If you look him up, Peter Hurkos, H-U-R-K-O-S, he was considered one of the world psychic of the year before. He was one of the most famous during the Reagan era, was one of the most famous psychics of the time. He did Manson murders. He did the Manson murders. He did a lot of things. Anyway, I trained with him for 6 years up to his death. Yeah, when he died, it's really strange. He came, channeled, his wife channeled him, and he came through. And he was telling me about terrorists. This is when we didn't have any terrorists in our country, to call the government, call the FBI. There were terrorists. I'm going, who do I call? What do I do?
Yeah.
And his wife, they were telling me that there was going to be something big happening. This was before 9/11. And there was terrorists all over and training in this country. So I didn't know what to do. But I think that is the most interesting thing. Have you ever had that happen where you channel somebody from the other side and they give you information?
Yeah, I can channel my my one of my past lives, and then I channel also a higher entity, an alien entity I've channeled before as well.
To give you information.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
On individuals
please mark down everything that you say, because there is a site you could go to put down your predictions. I don't know what it is, but there is a site, and you're very, very accurate, and you're very good at what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
let me ask you one question.
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
I want to go to Thailand. Do you see me going to Thailand?
Yes, but you're going to have to go through a series of shots, and I see it happening within a year and a half.
Good.
Like
okay.
20,
I'm okay
2025.
With
that. Yeah. 2025, 2026, yeah. Yeah.
I hope it's sooner than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
well,
they don't require shots in Thailand. I don't mean the other one, but I mean Thailand. Have you seen pictures of Thailand?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. It's one of my on my bucket list because of the spirituality
yeah,
over there.
That is
too,
my
as well.
Bucket list.
Yeah.
I feel I'll
that
be able to go to it before 2025, within the next year, within the next year and a half. I'll be able to go. And I'm working on looking at everything now and really planning it at this point, figuring I have about a year. And it's just, I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely on my list up there with Scotland. That's just because of all my dead relatives over there.
Okay, well, I don't want to go to Scotland. It is beautiful in Scotland. But anyway, thank you for calling, sweetheart. I wish you the best. You're going to do good. And check in with us if you get any wild world predictions and let us know what you see, okay?
I will, definitely, Dale. I appreciate you guys. And thank you again for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Michael.
Thank you.
I like her name, too.
Wild. What was it, Barbara? Barbara? Hello?
I don't know. She's here.
Where is she?
She's here. She's on the...
What?
On the she's
why
on the
does she keep going in and... Yeah, why does she keep going in and out?
I don't know, but it says she's here, so...
Oh, can you text her and see what's going on?
See. Give me a second here.
Well, don't make that air. You put the next caller on.
Okay. Ray, you are live on the air with Psychic Dales here.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm Ray from
Hi.
California. So I have two things. The last call was kind of interesting. Sorry, I'm outside and there's a car driving by. I have two things. So I had a question, one about my love life. I'm not dating anybody, and I'm young, and I've been bettering myself. And two,
we have to wait. Hello, no,
yeah.
There's no two. Number one, haven't we talked with you before?
I don't know. Have you?
I think I have.
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Okay. All I want to know is what is your number one question? That's all I'm going to do right now.
Oh, well my second one wasn't a question. It was just a comment that I can I'm really good at reading people's faces and voices. And so whatever everything that she said like really related. So it was like, okay, like I understood. I related to a lot of what she was saying. So like sometimes when I talk to people, their voices, I have almost what it to me, I say that they're like daydreams or memories I shouldn't have that come to me. For you,
I can't go into this on the phone now. If you call me in person at 808-372-1816, I'll be very glad to do that. But right now I got to hold it just for questions of the people who want. How it is for me is I listen to the voice and I just know things, okay?
Can you repeat that 808? What was that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, 808-372-1816.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a world predictor. I just deal with people saving their lives and trying to help them in any way I can. I think one of my biggest gifts is saving people's lives. I really started to think upon this, and I had some friends tell me.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm an advice giver. That's how I quantify it. But what she was saying, I kept nodding my head like, okay, I see where she went.
Oh, yeah.
That. You know what I mean?
I see exactly where she went. And I feel that she was 100% right. She's 100% right. And I was trying to think between Trump and Biden out of curiosity, and I couldn't see, I can't see a president at that point. It's like something
happened. I can't do that. That's out of my realm.
You know, it's out of my realm, too, but I just can't see a president. I don't know what's going on, but we'll see. Anyway, thank you for calling, and I appreciate it, okay?
Yeah, so would you be able to answer my question or no?
Well, you never gave me one.
Oh no, I said about my relationship, and if you see anything for me or if there's anything that you would suggest that I can do or what you see coming forward.
And you're pretty young right now?
About 36. 36, I feel like I'm 28,
okay, you're young. You're young. I think you got to settle down more, and you are going to meet a young lady that you like very much. There's an R in her name. She's really sweet, very nice, but I think you have to be a lot less impatient and just have more patience, and you'll be fine. You will start dating within the next month or two, and it'll be good.
Okay? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I just want to say this. I see a bookcase with you with a bunch of books and maybe a map.
Yes.
That's what I... Yeah, but that's all.
Well,
I'm
sitting. No, wait. Wait, this is my day to get readings. This is fabulous. Okay, to the right of me right now is my bookcase, and it has
books on the floor?
100. Yes, I have some on, well, no, not on the floor, but I have them in the bookshelf. I have hundreds of books in the bookshelf. I have CDs. I have VHSs. I have all kinds of books. You're right
about
that.
What about a piece of paper or like a thick paper, maybe a map on it, maybe something you started off with and you didn't get to finish and you said, I'll get to that later. Maybe has countries on it. Maybe has a to-do list or something maybe.
No, I've been looking at my computer about Thailand and I've been checked today and I've been checking out things, but I don't have a map per se.
Yeah, there might be like a loose paper or something that you may have jotted down that might come loose that you don't know about now. And when you come across it, you might be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. So, but anyways, I don't want to get too deep into it. But those are the things that came to my head. And I really appreciate you taking my call and really appreciate the show.
Now, we have a lot of psychic people calling in today, which is wonderful.
I think that you're a magnet. Dale.
Have a good day. Have a
maybe
great weekend, guys.
Today I am. Because,
yes.
Thank
you.
You know,
thank you for your call. I know.
Yeah, thank you for your call, sir. Call anytime you want. Okay?
There is energy and people are feeling it and they're appreciating it. So, hey, I'm sorry I didn't do the honors earlier by shouting out your direct phone number, Dale, but everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, everybody get your pencil. Dale, Psychic Dale Shears, direct line, so you can book your private reading with her, is 808-372-1816. I know people like it slow, don't they? 808-372-1816. Plus her website is on the bottom of our show description. So you can always easily just go to her website and find everything out there. Okay.
Yeah, you can go Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com.
Okay.
Or DaleShears.com.
We have one more person.
Johnny?
You want to take one more caller?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Tina, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Hi, Master. Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from? Colorado. What is your Colorado call? Okay.
I know.
All right.
Beautiful state.
Yeah, it is. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My question is, today, a few hours ago, and I was eager to talk to you. I should call you in your private session. But my question is, there's this lady by the name of Bailey. I am not sure if she was saying some awful stuff about me or lies to a supervisor. Maybe I'm assuming. But I just want to know the input on that. And maybe I hope I'm wrong, but I know you're psychic. You've got to be right. Go ahead.
Okay. You are wrong. Quit imagining things. You pick up on people, and if they don't like you or they don't feel real good about you sometimes, then you feel they're out to get you. So get off of that, and it'll be okay. And wherever you are, at work or whatever, it'll be fine. Okay?
Oh, thank you very much for that. I will write this down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. You can write it down, or you can listen to the show again anytime. Just follow Blog Talk Radio.
I was very impressed, and I don't get impressed very often, about the girl doing the world predictions.
Her name is Michael, and she called before. She will call back again, and because you asked her, you did ask her, will you please touch bases with us? And I think she will, because this was her second time she called.
Yep,
but
I have her number. Yeah.
Okay, great.
But I don't need her number, Johnny. It's okay.
No, I know.
I just was impressed. Richard, what do you think about what she said? Richard, world predictions.
Probably on the wall.
Spot on. Yes, she was spot on.
Yes.
Because I could be in tune with her and see what she was seeing. You know, and and I can look into it that way. But like I've always told Johnny, I'm not a world predictor. There are times she gets it in dreams. I get it in the waking state. I'm kind of wide awake when I see these things, or I'll be sitting in the living room and I'll tell Richard or my husband there's going to be a big earthquake. Where? I don't know, you know?
Oh, I need the details, Dale, because you were also saying that you were a lifesaver, which I have noticed.
Yes.
And and you definitely are, and I'm sure a lot of stories are in your books. But
yes,
I just need to know the details, because if you can feel that there's an earthquake, if we could just know when, you could say, hey, Barbara, get on a plane and go to Vegas for... right? Because that's your only
hope. I'm not that good.
6.0 earthquake, that's pretty intense.
No, but the area that she's looking at, it doesn't even affect you yet.
Oh.
It would be for San Diego and Mexico, so that's what she said. But I don't feel it yet. So as I said, I'm not a world predictor, but I'm a lifesaver. I have saved many lives without knowing it. And it came to my attention when I was swimming in the pool about a month ago, and I was talking to a friend of mine in there, Char, and she said, do you know you're a lifesaver? I go, what do you mean? And she said, all these people that you've talked to that you stopped from dying or whatever is a lifesaver. So then I started to think back in time on people I knew. And, you can only go so far with it. Like I had one girl that I used to talk to on the radio all the time, Jamie and her mother, Helen. And she was about to commit suicide and she was taking pills. And I just told her mom to go to the Bay Area right away because her daughter was in the process of possibly not being around. And she went and found her daughter laying on the floor and took her to the hospital. And then I've experienced it I've experienced with Richard, you know, many times, you know, where I've told him, go do this, go do that, you know, so that I can save his life because I want him around for a while. You know, but other people, I mean, it's just like, there's, if I think back in time, there's a slew of them. You can only save, give you an idea. If someone's going to take a plane and say they're going to New York, okay, and I tell someone, don't get on that plane because it could crash or there could be problems or there could be turbulence or something, and they don't get on the plane. Well, someone else will take their spot, okay? But then we hear that the plane had those problems. So that's some of the things I do. I think one of the wildest things that I have ever done, it's just one of them, my husband and I were going to go on a cruise in Hawaii for 4 days, you know, Outer Island. Are you listening to me, Barbara?
Yes, I am. I am very intently.
Yeah, I was going to go on this cruise. We bought tickets, and it was raining pretty hard. But we were intent on going. And when we got there to the cruise ship, and I got on board, and I looked at him, and we were eating dinner down at the, you know, it hadn't taken off yet. We were eating dinner, you know, wherever, in the buffet room. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I gave him the look. And he says, oh, no, you're not going to do this to me, not now. And I said,
The look.
And he says, we're not leaving. I go, yeah, we are. And he goes, what's wrong? I said, this is going to be one of the most bumpiest rides ever, and we're not going to land in Kauai, and I'm getting off the ship, okay? Now, each ticket was $500, and he goes, well, at least let me finish my $500 dinner. You know? So,
but he does believe in you. He listens.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes.
He knows you're right.
Well, he does, and so does Richard. So what happened is I had to convince them that I wanted off the ship before it sailed, and they wouldn't let me off. I was packed and everything and ready to go, and they wouldn't let me off. So I put up a fit, and they finally let me off. They were upgrading me, which I didn't want to do anyway because I knew what was going to happen. And I got off the ship, and my husband didn't say a word. He just looked at me. I looked at him. And then what happened was 2 or 3 days later, we found out I had left my tape recorder in the drawer. And I had to call the cruise ship lines, and I told them I left my tape recorder there. And what had happened was it hit the biggest waves in history. It never landed in Kauai. It was the bumpiest trip, and a lot of people went to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I found out. That's where I'm lucky.
You were mentioning that, you save these people, and then other people replace them, but you can't put that on yourself, and they're not always replaced.
No.
Some, you don't?
Yeah, they are.
They're
yeah,
not always
I don't put it
replaced
on myself.
By more
yes.
people. Maybe those seats
if you
just
tell
were
them,
empty.
No, you're not getting it. If a plane is going to crash, and if I tell you don't go on the plane, Barbara, well, someone will take your spot, you know? They'll take your seat. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well,
I
just was thinking about your point of maybe feeling a little bit sad for somebody else taking their spot, but I completely read that wrong. But the whole moral of the story is, I believe Dale, and hopefully you're lucky enough to know her. And if you don't, that's okay, because you can know her and you can book your own appointment. Because Dale, this is amazing. The last 6 months of these shows with you have been spot on. You hit the nail
Thank
on
you.
The head. You know, Johnny and I, we need to go through them and edit them and get all these little gem stories, because there are many, many, many. So thank you. But I find it so interesting, too. I just wanted to make one little point that really stood out to me when you were talking to the caller, Michael, who is a female, that's a cool name for a female, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
You felt her, because most people listening to that caller would think, she sounds sleepy. She sounds, you know, exhausted or tired. But you didn't even mention that. You picked up that she had this gift. And you're telling us that you somehow aligned yourself, or you were seeing what she was seeing during this reading?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that a little bit more?
Well, when she was talking, I was tuning in to her, and I was able to see what she was seeing and feel what she was feeling. And I've had this thing about the presidential thing where, Trump may make it as president, but at the same token, I don't see either one of them, Biden or Trump, lasting. I see something happening to either both of them or one of them, and I can't figure out what it is. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Dale, that's another thing. That stood out to me because when Trump was president before, I would think something's going to happen. He's not going to be able to finish. I was getting the feeling. And so that feeling when she was talking about it was so strong again that don't think it's assassination. I don't think it's he's getting cancer. I just think, could it be an uprising of the people? Or maybe
what Michael said, well, it's possible. What Michael said was the fact that people would vote him in, and then they would turn on him, and something happened that they turned on him, and then they'd oust him. So that's what she said. So I'm not a world predictor, but I just see neither one of them being in office and for any length of time. And, you know, it's pretty bad. I mean, we have one president that's losing his memory. Then we have another president that forgets things. So, you can't have that going on in a country that's going through three wars. So, very interesting.
Well, yes, and isn't that a lot of stress for a man of that age? If my dad's 80 and I can see that, he doesn't even like one crossword in the home at all. You know, he just wants everything so nice. He just is he says, I'm too old for anything less than that. Well, in the presidency, there's going to be so much stress. So is that good for a person of that age?
No, not at all.
So it makes
sense
that
Richard,
he would have a stroke.
Richard, you're 95, right?
Right.
Richard, sure. And he no, you're 95.
96.
You won't be 96. No,
okay.
You're not 96 till August.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you think you're 96 all of a sudden. Anyway, you kind of want it peaceful in your life, don't you? Because you do paintings and stuff like that.
No. My memory is spotty. Okay.
Well,
I also remember things.
How old is Biden then?
Thing.
Richard, how old is Biden compared to you? If you are 95, well, do you guys know how old Biden is?
82.
Yeah, he's 81.
82?
82?
Oh.
82?
Well,
oh, boy.
There's a lot of difference. But Richard, would you want the stress of you've been 82? I'm sure you remember that. Would you want the stress of running the country at 82?
I said once I would say yes, it wouldn't bother me then.
Okay.
Because I was very active then. Okay?
Okay,
extremely
so then,
active. I was out riding motorcycles. I was doing this. I sailed. I did all these other things.
And no memory loss either at 82.
No memory loss. And doing fine. So, but on the other hand, watching Biden run, walking around, if you want to call it walking, I call it stumbling.
Well, he has arthritis in his leg.
Well, it's a sign that, hey, your old body ain't doing what it used to do, baby. Okay.
How about the mind?
How about
the mind? I don't care what they can be in a wheelchair. I don't mind. I just need their memory to be there.
Well,
you guys think there's people around him that are good enough that we don't know about. But I'm not comfortable.
Yes, that's true.
But then Trump, we're not giving the country very good options here. And I think people are not going to accept it.
Yeah.
I agree.
True.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, anyway, we're getting into the world, so let's get out of the world. So anyway, you want to do the shout-out, Barbara?
Yeah.
Which wish Richard a happy Valentine's Day and aloha.
Yes.
Aloha.
Aloha. You and me both. I miss Hawaii too. Wouldn't it be fun if we all took a life after happiness vacation and we went to Hawaii?
No, it's too expensive.
Okay.
It's crazy.
I should have added an all expense paid life after happiness.
Well, sure. That would be that. I'll go for that.
Yeah,
I'll go for
it. I hear nothing out of Johnny, but we hope that Johnny had some fun on this show and was enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
You were.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Johnny, you don't sound it.
No, I was. I was here. I just said I was just trying to make sure everything was working right. I was here.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed it. If you had a chance.
This is one of the better shows that we've had. And I've totally, totally enjoyed it myself. And I can't believe that guy saw the bookcase that is right next to me, you know, with all the books in it. You know the one, Richard. Do you know?
Yeah.
He was remote view. Oh, my God. He was remote viewing.
Oh, well, I think it's cool. And I was serious when I said you're a magnet. But you were really a magnet today for the other visions, psychics. What would you call it that you attracted these people who have psychic abilities?
Very easy. I didn't want to work, so I let everybody work for me.
That was so interesting. So everybody go back. You can listen to this show anytime. And, hey, Johnny, why don't we put it up on the Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, and you can look at it there, or if you subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio, you can always listen to it there. And don't forget to subscribe, follow us on Blog Talk so you get all of the alerts and you will never miss a show. But in the meantime, until next Psychic Friday with Dale Shear, call her up. I gave you the phone number and here it is one more time, 808-372-1816. She doesn't mind.
Okay.
Text, call.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara.
But I'm getting kind of hungry, so I want to eat. Johnny, are you mad at us?
No, not at all. No. I'm just,
Johnny.
I mean, I just, whenever I get ready for these shows, I focus, you know, and I make sure, like, I advertise and I make sure that I watch for the calls and, you know, that's what it is.
Just, great job.
Okay. Great job.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
you
guys.
Had a lot of great calls.
A big, big aloha to everybody. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to a fabulous party, Dale. We can talk about that later.
Yes, we
aloha.
Can. Okay.
Aloha and aloha. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Happy Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, Richard. Happy Valentine's Day, Johnny.
Everybody.
And happy Valentine's Day to you, Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank
and everybody out there
thing.
Listening, happy Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I gave Richard a cup. Right, Richard? Can you
right.
read what it
oh.
says?
Well, it says, basically,
yeah.
this is your reminder that you are awesome.
Aw.
Yes, I get him one of those drinking cups. And it's mm-hmm. a reminder that he's awesome. So I got him that for Valentine's Day. And he got me something, but I'm waiting for it to come in. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aloha.
Is anybody right. there?
I'm here. All right. Good night,
okay.
everyone.
Johnny, you sound depressed, right. Johnny.
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
Okay. Right. Aloha.
Aloha.
Good night, everyone.